take the swagger of Jamaican dub, throw in a little Memphis soul, and send it halfway down the globe, and what comes back? The band Fat Freddy's Drop. Fat Freddy's Drop is a seven-piece outfit from Wellington, New Zealand. The band, in its own words, is made up of Maori musicians, a Samoan beatmaster, and a Kiwi horn section. They all perform under stage names. DJ Chris Fayumu is Fitchy, trumpeter Toby Lang is Tony Chang, and they both join me from member station KQED in San Francisco. Hello, gentlemen. Welcome to the U.S.
Greetings.
Hey, thanks.
First to you, Chris Fayumu. You are actually that Samoan beatmaster I just described. For those of us from the Northern Hemisphere, can you explain what that is?
Obviously, in radio land, they can't actually get a visual on me, but I'm a particularly large character in size, and so it's quite easy to come up with terms like master. And,
so what do you what do you actually do in the band? I mean, you actually provide some of the beats?
When we perform live, we don't actually have a live rhythm section. I kind of take care of that part of the live performance.
Now, I described your music as sort of a hybrid of Jamaican dub and Memphis soul. That's one description. How would you describe Fat Freddy's Drop?
This is Tony Chang talking. You know, if you listen to the album, it really is just a hybrid of the different influences that various members of the band bring to the project. So definitely reggae is an influence. Techno, Detroit techno, dub music, ska music, Afrobeat. You know, no song is like the last, really. We're always just approaching each song fresh and just distilling new influences through the music.
Break down the production here for me. What sort of studio trickery are we listening to here?
Our process for writing usually starts with rhythms. We all in the band know how to use a fairly famous drum machine called the MPC, made by Akai, which is actually these days quite an old school way of writing beats and rhythms if you're not using a live drummer. A lot of people these days are using a lot of software. We've stuck with these drum machines kind of more from the 80s. That's usually the starting point. Someone will come up with a simple idea that's looped up, and then eventually once we've got a good bed of rhythmic ideas, then we'll start to throw the rest of the band on top of it.
There are seven of you in this band, and as I mentioned, it's a multiracial mix. Toby Lang, how did that shape your sound?
I think the strength of the group really is that it reflects the place where it's from. You know, Wellington is a very small city. I mean, it's tiny. You know, there's like 700,000 in the greater Wellington area.
So you know, I mean, you recognize people all the time.
Yeah,
you
know,
see people, you know,
especially
every day.
If you're a musician there, you know, you do run across the same people. Hmm. Around the way, and you end up experimenting, you know, with different music projects and things. Everyone's worked with lots of different groups around town. So, Fat Freddy's for me is the perfect band, really, because all of those sounds that are current in Wellington get reflected in the music of our group. I mean, you know, we don't need to stay in any one genre. We can actually experiment with mashing them all together.
The other famous New Zealand band we know here in the U.S., of course, are the Flight of the Conchords. The fourth most famous
band. We know those guys.
Right. We're very influenced by them.
They come from our city. They played support for us a few years ago.
Yeah. That's true. That's true.
And we're waiting for them to return the favor.
Chris Fayumu, the sound of Fat Freddy's Drop, of course, is sort of rooted in kind of American soul and Jamaican dub. And I'm wondering if there is something also that comes out of indigenous New Zealand culture.
I don't know if there's actually any sound, particularly in our music, that's derivative, but possibly more in the attitude and the way we write, maybe.
How so?
I mean, Well, there's just a lot. There's lots of space in the music. In fact, we don't write short songs. We write long songs that evolve over a number of minutes. It stems from our kind of island life, our pace of the way we live in New Zealand. It's a lot slower than, say, here in America or the UK.
You better run for shelter. Don't leave it too late. You better do it now. There's a devil at your gate.
Talk to me a little bit about sort of breaking through into the music scene in the United States. I mean, you're from Wellington, New Zealand, so obviously geographically you're very far away.
I think we've always, up to this point, have viewed from our small town in New Zealand, a long way away, viewed the America as such a huge, enormous beast, and where do you begin, where do you start to try and take on America? And it took us, it was a lot of work to get visas to come here and perform in this country, and we now have those visas for 12 months, so we'll definitely be back for sure.
That's DJ Chris Fayumu. He's also known as Fitchy. And earlier we heard from trumpeter Toby Lang. They're two members of the band Fat Freddy's Drop. Their new record is called Dr. Boondigga and the Big BW. Gentlemen, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
I know my people may not be many. We are ready for the storm.